That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everyone tonight? We are going to be talking about post-election and what is happening, and I'm going to connect it all to astrology for you. I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Sharon Waith, and she has her show on this station as well, and she'll tell you a little bit about that. But I just want to tell you that this is going to be quite a powerful week, because Mars goes direct in Scorpio. Something is going to happen. It will be very suddenly, and you will not expect it. It won't be anything that you'll expect. And we're followed up at the end of the month with a lunar eclipse in the sign of Gemini. Mars is the star of war. It goes direct on the 14th, and it represents riots, anger, and embellishing and doing all of the things that they've been doing in the cities. And I want you also to remember that this is a spiritual show, and we're going to try to bring up the understanding of your vibration and how to do that and how to stay neutral as best you can. But there is nothing wrong with standing up for yourself. There is nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with standing up for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with standing up for your country. Besides the Bible, there are two books that are very important to me. Well, two documents, I should say. One is our Constitution, and the other one is the Declaration of Independence. So we're going to be discussing with you about how we can... declare ourselves open to love, peace, and harmony without going into hate, fear, and separation. I'd like to introduce Sharon now. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Tell us a little bit about your show, and then we'll go on with calls.
Well, I'm on BBS Radio also at Know the Name, Know the Answers, where you can call in and get answers that are based on the placement of the letters in your name from the science, namology science, that I created. And it's incredibly accurate. And it comes out with commonalities in names. For an example, that everyone has a first vowel of an A in their name, most likely as a workaholic or a great couch potato at the end of the day. And everybody who has a first vowel of an E in their name normally notices what's on the walls. And if a picture is crooked, they're going to walk by and straighten it out because aesthetics is important to them. And there's so much information that's given in a name.
And that's good. And you're on Thursdays?
We're on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Great. Thank you for joining me tonight. Let's start with the calls because they're coming in like mad. I have a Stephanie from Colorado. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
And do you have a question for us?
Yes, I would like to know if you could tell me, have I had any encounters with aliens?
We're not discussing that tonight, Stephanie. We're discussing other subjects. Have you had any encounters with aliens? I really would have to be giving you a full reading to do that. I'd be happy to do that, but I don't think I can do it real quick on the air. I feel that you're pretty clear right now. Have you been doing meditations and clearing yourself?
No.
Start, begin. Just do some meditations and try a mantra. I am free and I am clear. I am free of negativity and I am clear. That will help you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. We also have Monica from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm fine.
And what can I do for you?
Oh, I was just listening to the show to see what you had on the election that was coming, on the election, and any kind of a change that might be coming up.
I believe there is going to be a change. I believe that we have not followed the rule of law, and I think we're going to start to follow it. As long as we follow the rule of law, it doesn't matter who wins. As long as we know that all the votes are legitimate.
They have put
the cart before the horse, and they have announced that there's a definite winner when not one state has certified anything. Not one state. And we cannot have non-residents.
Well, what's really interesting here is it's always 40 days and 40 nights between the election and the electoral.
Oh, that is interesting. Right. They don't certify it until December. And I just wanted to say one more thing, that we can't allow non-residents to have voted. We can't allow dead people to have voted. And we can't have more votes than there are people living in the county. And that is what has happened, Monica. Okay, Sharon.
Definitely.
Okay, so...
And I heard tonight that Joe Biden got 2/3 of the mail-in ballots. Now, that's highly...
He got
unlikely.
100% of the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots, I feel that the mail-in ballots were mostly all forged and faked. That's what I feel. How about you, Cheryl?
Well, what's very interesting is there's only been one time in our history before when they declared a presidential candidate and they declared Dewey. And we cannot declare a presidential candidate before the Electoral College votes on who's going to be president. And then it goes to Congress and our Senate.
I've got to interrupt there. We can't declare a president as they have when it's this close. When it's this close. I mean, they're within 10,000 votes. We can declare it if they've won. But this has been, they didn't expect Trump to get this many votes. He got over 70 million. Okay, go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry.
So the last time this happened in our country's nation, where they preempted before it went to the Electoral College and before it got approved, they said that Dewey won, and then they had to do a retraction afterwards. So right. I would say right now it is drama, it is theater, and it's very important to stay non-emotionally attached and watch the show. It's better than any made-up show on television. And just know that you're watching entertainment and wait until it goes to the Electoral College.
The other thing is that we have to remember is that they are trying to hypnotize you or program you, which they will be doing if they get in. They want to program you. Okay, it's over. I'm done. I don't want to hear any more. Let's just accept
right.
it. But they don't understand that in accepting it, we will never have a United States of America again, and we will never have the two-party system that we have now. Our forefathers were wonderful, and they designed a system that has been beyond reproach. Sure, we've made mistakes, but we are the freest, best country in the world. And we all know that socialism and communism doesn't work. Unfortunately, the left people want to allow a total invasion and coup in our country, and they're trying to take it over. So we'll just have to hold the light, and that's what I wanted to talk about. During this time, we can have a mass healing if you can just watch it and pray for the country and pray for the Constitution. Don't pray for Trump. Don't pray for Biden. Pray for the country and pray for the right outworking of our affairs through the Constitution. Does that help, Monica?
Oh, definitely. And I believe that.
Good. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. We have a lot of people that are watching what's happened. And I did want to say one more thing about the voting. We had the Dominion Dynamic software in 5 states that changed who you were voting for. They called it a glitch. I think it was programmed, but they called it a glitch. Did you know about that, Sharon?
Yes, and it is a program, and it changes 3% of the votes that are coming in, and it changes them every time there's like 100 votes. They change 3 of them over, and it is a program.
Well, we are going to ask for a recount, and I hope that Trump asks for an audit, because an audit is very different from a recount. An audit is where you compare signatures. You know, the other side, the Biden side of this duo, went to court before the election, and they asked for last-minute changes that were against the Constitution. And one of them was to send in mail-in ballots without a signature. And why they did those things is proof that they want to change our country. They want to destroy our structure and bring in control and micromanagement.
You know, Elizabeth, when I'm doing my meditations, I see in the future we're going to have like 6 parties. Have you asked any of those questions?
I feel that we're going to have parties, but my thing, you're getting the parties. I did feel that, but not in the detail that I'm getting of states receding and that they don't want United States anymore. They don't even want the governors to be governor of the states. They want everything in one piece. And I see at least 3 states receding. One is the Great Republic of Texas, and then possibly Montana and a few others. We'll just have to see as it goes. We do have another caller, though. We have Allie from Franklin Park, New Jersey.
Come on stage in a contest we're not ready to get the green hit, man. Hey, I'm just saying, I just got back from a real appointment.
Hello? Hello?
First thing, can you be
You're not coming through.
Like he's got his radio on in the background.
Oh, okay. Can you turn your radio off, Alan? Okay, good. We have Pauline from New York. Are you
Hi,
there,
can
Pauline?
You hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. How are you?
Hi, I really want to thank you, Elizabeth Joyce, for ever having on your show from way back, and I finally got a reading out of her, and oh my gosh, I was so, I actually had an extra half hour, but the 30 minutes.
What is your question, Pauline?
Oh, I didn't have a question unless you want me to give you a comment about the election. It's very interesting. I wasn't going to do an absentee, but I said, let me, just in case something comes up and I'm afraid to go out. So I got my ballot, and guess what they sent me? Instead of a regular absentee ballot, I got a military ballot, which I found out that they don't count the military ballots until the very last.
Well,
after
they're counting
everybody
them
else,
now,
and I find that
they're
very fascinating.
Are you in the city in New York, or are you in
in
the suburbs?
One of the boroughs, Queens, in Queens.
Oh, good. Well, you're in the city. That's one of the five boroughs.
Yeah, and this is a Democratic, New York City is all Democratic.
Sharon,
she's
raving
about your reading that you gave her,
Sharon.
Yeah, I enjoyed giving her a reading. I love giving readings.
I do, too. Well, thank you for calling, Pauline.
You're welcome.
Now, we'll get back to the timing. I knew, of course, I told you many times, Sharon, that we were going to have a mess at this election and that the winner would not be decided. I also said that according to astrology, now this isn't according to people, it's according to astrology, that the winner announced would not be the actual winner and that it would be reversed.
Correct. And you have said that a long time.
I have said that for a long time because of the astrology. Now, this next week is going to be a very rough week because I do think that there'll be more lies and deceit. And that there will be some problems and they could get physical. So let's just pray for calmness and pray for peace and try to hold the light. Watch it as a play, like Sharon said, and try to just hold the light. Don't let yourself get emotionally involved. You can think this is right and this is wrong if you want to, but that does cause separation. You can think that the narrative is wrong. But you do need to stand up for yourself. You do need to get in touch with your inner self and what your beliefs are and then hold that as what your truth is without being violent, nasty, and screaming. So volume is key. It's going to get very loud out there. And the winner won't be declared, I don't think, until the 12th of December, like Sharon said. You want to talk more about that, Sharon?
Well, I always think it's interesting from what our forefathers believed and why they made an adult at age 21. And that was because they believed that it took until they were age 21 to recall and relearn and remember everything that they had known from their lives prior to coming in and being born. In this lifetime, that it took 21 years to get all that stuff conscious again. And that's why they said an adult was 21. And they did so many different things based on the belief and the understandings of their spiritual teachers, like it is 40 days and 40 nights between the election and the Electoral College. And all through the Bible, you have these 40 days and 40 nights of Noah and 40 days and 40 nights of Jesus going up into the mountains. And so if you really are familiar with the Bible, you start seeing so much of those same patterns that have been created in our incredible country.
Well, the patterns come from the astrology because the sun changes signs every 28 days and the moon changes signs every 3 days. But the 28 days, when you have 40 days, then you have plenty of time to have a full circle of the sun plus a little time on each other end. So I think that the astrology goes along with that, too.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was a fabulous astrologer, and he used to put that out in his paper all the time. And that's how we tell when to plant and everything else. And so our country's really founded on that.
I know. Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Sharon White. And we are ready to take a break because we have to listen to our cosmic tip. Please listen carefully because I do give you the energies for this week. We'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of November 9th through November 16th, 2020. This is an important week as Mercury moves back into Scorpio. It brings intensity and a cutting edge back into our communications. The moon moves into Virgo to start the work week on Monday and Tuesday. Monday is a better day to focus on work, as relationship planet Venus and Mars are in conflict with each other. Take a moment to determine if the actions you are taking now are in alignment with your changing vibration and values. On Tuesday, Mercury, now direct, moves back into Scorpio, the sign that it was when it went retrograde on October 13th. It's scheduled to be in that sign until the end of the month. This is a much longer time than usual for the communications planet to be intense and focused at its best, along with biting and sarcasm at its worst. Research projects and conversations on deeper emotional level are supported. If you are trying to close a deal, negotiate contracts, or work out an important compromise, you'll have a much better shot at it as Mercury enters easygoing Sagittarius on December 2nd. Thursday afternoon brings the third and last of three conjunctions of the Jupiter and Pluto. This signals positive, large-scale achievements. These planets, along with Saturn and Neptune, can be directly tracked to the COVID-19 virus. The hope is that the virus is entering the beginning of the end of its deadly course. Pluto's desire to uncover secrets and manifest success, or a vaccine for the virus, and Jupiter's desire to bring positive good luck has the potential to make something good happening in a big way. This series of conjunctions happen only once every 13 years. A major change of direction is on Friday's agenda when Mars ends his retrograde cycle. This is something to be excited about, because after 4 months with its hands tied, Mars, the fighting warrior, emerges with the courage and firepower needed to get things moving forward again. This is good news for you to start making forward progress. Mars spent his entire retrograde period in Aries, so Mars going direct is especially good news for all those impatient people who have Mars and Aries prominent in their chart. However, Mars continues its trek through Aries until mid-January, so ambitions and new projects find better grounding in 2021. The new moon is on Saturday, November 14th at 24 degrees Scorpio, and this makes the water and earth elements very strong now. The energy tends to support existing projects, activities that are close to home, or at least more intimate than impersonal relationships. Scorpio helps both of you go to a deeper level. It's associated with sex, death, bankruptcy, and other people's money, as well as taxes. Given that Pluto, the rulership of Scorpio, has been active all year, many people have experienced losses by death in 2020. And this is a good time to heal within on deep emotional levels and let go, if you can, as best as you are able. A sacred Sabian symbol is, after having heard the inspired individual deliver his Sermon on the Mount, the crowds are now returning home. It would be good if you could all take a few moments to reconnect with ideas and activities that inspire you. Mercury has been opposing Uranus for a full month now. This is the time to open up to inventive and innovative ways of thinking. It's even time to get back to the same old, but doesn't it feel pretty good? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to make an appointment or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our regular program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Sharon White. Hello, this is Elizabeth. We're back again, and we are talking about your feelings at the end of this election that we've just had. What's behind the energy of all of this coversion that we've had, and what's behind the energy of COVID, the COVID problem that we have. What's behind it is divide, fear, manipulation, and grabbing power. And people are getting caught up in it, and it's beyond the physical. We do have a concern about this virus, and we do have to be careful and be very clean and wear our masks and do what we need to do. But we have to go to work, and we have to have our schools. And we've never shut down for any other virus that has been very serious, such as polio. So the divide is fear and manipulation and power. The love is, the oneness is, love me, I'm not playing this game, and love them anyway. Just watch it all. Watch what's going on. Watch the news. Don't believe anything that you hear between now and December 12th, because that's when they certify. And remember, if we lose legitimacy in this country, we lose this country. We have problems. We have countries that have gone through this before, and this has been tried in many areas. We are the best country in the world. We are the freest country in the world. We need to try to hang on to that. Sharon, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan said that you can always tell why we're the best in the world. And he says all you have to do is look at how many people are trying to get out of our country versus how many people are trying to get in.
That's cute. We do have a call coming in. And Susan from Manhattan, Kansas, I want to thank you for your patience. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your question tonight?
Well, it's not as much a question as it is a comment. And it's me being hopeful. Yesterday, Biden's group was celebrating on the Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And they believe Black Lives Matter group showed up, and they said that they were going to educate us about white supremacy regardless of the white man you put in the office.
Yep. Yep, so they're going to walk into your house in the suburb. Picture this, Susan. They knock on your door, and they say, this is my house now. You've had it long enough. I was mistreated as a child, so I'm going to be living here now. This is my address. Get out. That's what they're doing. In Austin, Texas, I just moved away from Austin, Texas. And in Austin, Texas, the homeless people are sleeping on the lawns in the suburbs, and the people that own the homes cannot get them off. And it's going to get worse. But I don't think that a lot of people in this country know that that's happening. What do you think, Sharon?
Right now, to my understanding, 350 of our cities are being affected, and that there's things going on that are not being reported. But I'm hearing in from my clients because they're calling in. My phone's been ringing off the hook with, what do I do? Look what's happening here. You know, and I'm really hoping that people understand that this is really a time to stay close to home just for your own safety, but not to be in fear, because fear is really just a lack of information. And just know that we're going to be in a lack of information until the Electoral College.
And that's December 12th. But I just want to go over what's going on with Trump himself, because I really admire somebody who came into office, is standing in all of this hate, violence, anger, and disruption, and lies. The lies have been incredible. Who is holding the light, who is told every day how much he's not wanted, how much he's no good, how much they hate him, how much he's doing a lousy job, who has done a very good job in many areas, including peace in the Middle East, including raising our employment and hanging on to what we're doing, making things a lot better, and getting rid of unhealthy contracts that others have placed that were raping this country. We were giving more money out than was coming in. And a lot of countries owe this country a lot of money. And that money has started to be returned to us. I know somebody in high places told me that if for example, if India paid us back all the money that they owed us, we would have no more national debt. So the people that are running it, the elites, the higher people that are trying to take over, are worried about losing their money. They're worried about changing the congressional gifts. Like when you're in Congress only for one term, you have their health insurance for the rest of your life. And there's no limit. There should be a limit. Like if you serve a year, then you get it for a year. Or if you serve 2 years, you get it for 2 years. But they don't.
It ought to be the same as what everybody else gets. And I see that that's coming too in this second term that's coming up, that it within 2 years of the second term, that people in Congress will have the same Medicare packages, retirement packages as the regular person, you know, the common person. So that if they can't vote themselves something better, because whenever they give themselves, they'll have to be giving to everybody.
And we can't have a winner of this race unless everybody agrees. That's why they're trying to get Trump to concede. That's why they're lying in the paper about his children. Oh, well, they've asked him to concede. I don't know if that's true. What do you think, Sharon?
No, I that's not true at all. In fact, if you look at the children of the two different candidates, Trump's children are all very productive, working for people, paying their own way and being very generous and taking care of their employees and wanting the good for everyone. And then you look at Biden's children and they're drug addicts and sex fiends and, you know, who knows what. And so if you just look at the two candidates in that way, I can say one was a much better father than the other one. You know, and I think that's a good telltale sign right there. So
well,
no,
one of the saddest things to me is how they have absolutely debased his character. You know, Hillary Clinton was the one that paid for the Russians to interfere with the 2016 election, and she lost it. I think that's pretty funny. You talk about karma. Hillary Clinton is the one, and they falsely impeached him, and they accused him of all kinds of things that he never did. Isn't that true, Sharon?
Yes, it's very true. But if you've been in business any while, I mean, I know at the different schools I've worked at as an administrator, some of the schools, the principal would always blame somebody else for what he was doing so that they would get to him. And I've watched that trick so many times, and it seems like the last 4 years or 3.5 years, that's what's been going on. Every time they're doing an accusation, they're really saying, we did this, but we want to blame him for it. And because we're generally good people in the United States, that it's very hard for us to believe that people would actually do that. And I guess because I've been in enough schools around the country in the administration and watched what's gone on, and I've watched people do that, and I think that's it. We're so trusting. Like my daughter said to me one time, Mom, when you would leave a school, I thought it was because you couldn't get along. And then she had a principal like some of the ones I've worked for. And she said, until I had him, I didn't get why you would want to leave a school. You know, and she goes, now I realize you never wanted to work for somebody who wasn't a decent person.
So I'm going to give a little summary and then we're going to go into our break and then we'll come back. I want to say that we're going to have a massive healing this month. We're going to begin to realize how many times over the years we've been lied to and manipulated. Have your mind set to create massive awareness in the higher consciousness. We need a massive awareness and a healing, because a disease begins at the emotional level. And this has been very emotional for everybody. It can't help but be. We love our country. And we really don't want it to change into something where we're going to be told what to be and how to be it, where we're going to be censored. And the censoring has already started. Use your mental affirmations. This month is a turning point in our lives, and it's a turning point in the world. So it's going to affect every one of us. And Mercury rules mail. Mercury rules messages. So there will be a change. I know there's confusion, I know there's misunderstanding, but there is a belief system, and the belief system is righteous, strong-minded, and standing up for yourself. And the negative belief system is anger, violence, police, judgments, and all that. So just hold the light. Hold the light and pray for the higher consciousness and pray for your country. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we'll have our mid-time break and we'll be back with Sharon right after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
Do. the stillness by the answer to everything I face, and for every situation known to the human race. So I'm still and listening to the voice that's within. I follow where it leads me for years where life begins. In the stillness lie the answers to the questions on my mind.
That was In the Stillness by Annabella Wood, and this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking about the next 45 days or so. I'm here with Sharon White, and we're talking about events that are coming through the end of this month that will bring disclosures, and it's going to unveil some old outmoded actions. This is enormous. This whole lesson that we're learning as a full country is enormous. We have a special opportunity to use our energy well, and that opportunity is praying for the collective consciousness to rise us up so that we can begin to ascend to the fifth dimension energies. On the 14th and 15th, we have a supermoon, and the truth will begin to come out. We have a new beginning, and we have emotions that will be heightened because this is in Scorpio. Mars is in Scorpio, and it's turning direct. It is strong, and it brings intense emotions. Dig deep into the secrets and get to the bottom of it. And it's going to touch some taboo areas, areas that other people do not want you to look at. This truth will come out. And we are going to have clarity, and we're going to have a chance to have disclosure and make some healthy decisions. And it's going to roll right through 2021, this energy. We're going to have some galactic news. We're going to have some intense weather, and Mars is going to station and go direct, and that can bring storms, that can bring fires, it can bring earthquakes. You know what it can do. So we have to focus our intensity and drive into creating changes. There's so much that has been covered up over the years, and this isn't the first time that elections have been messed with. Right, Sharon?
No, they've been messed with all the way through. I mean, almost from 1913 coming forward. They've just gotten worse and worse as each election year has gone on.
You know, we have a marvelous thing happening in December. We have Saturn entering Aquarius, and we have Pluto entering Aquarius, and we have Jupiter entering Aquarius. Now, Pluto only moves once every 200 years. I think it's 240. And believe it or not, it's the first time since we had the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that Pluto is changing signs. So we are looking at America. We are looking at, did we set up a good country? Is this for the good of all? What has it contributed to society? How have we been made stronger? And do we need to change anything? And I think it's very interesting that we're going through this particular election at this time.
Well, what's really interesting is the United States originated on constitutional law. And then we went into maritime law. And what's happening now that I see changing is that we're going to be going back onto constitutional law. And that's going to last for the next 200 years.
Yeah, also... he wants to put us back on the gold standard, and he wants to make the FDIC a part of the government instead of ruled by the six families that we always hear about, the deep state. And I think these are reasons why these people hate him and hate him so much. What he's interfering with is how they make their money. And they make their money in dishonest ways. Don't you think, Sharon?
Well, I think even more than the money line, because they have rich beyond their means, is the power. Right now, they are all powerful.
Right.
And that started happening. Those families started gaining power during Abraham Lincoln's time. And then they forced Grant by taking his money away from him for him to sign us over onto maritime law. And then they only gave him back 75% of his wealth. But by then they were in charge and they were in control and they started buying the politicians. And they decided to do that during Lincoln's time. And so as you look back at our history, there's a lot of history that we don't teach in our books. And so the real history of the United States is more fascinating than what the stories that we've been told. So I look at it, too, that Trump just last week put in an executive order that he wanted the real history of the Constitution and the United States being taught again in schools.
Yeah, they took it out about 30 years ago, if not further than that. My mother was still here with us, and she was a teacher as well as you are. And they took phonetics out of the school, and she said, well, they're never going to learn to read.
Well, some kids learn better with phonetics and some kids learn better with sight reading. And so what we found in schools is that if you teach both, then every child gets it.
Well, that's good. So we're going to upgrade the power and we're going to change the polarity. And we're going to begin by watching it, looking down at the earth, seeing all the waves of disclosure coming out, deception, illusion. And we're going to have the fog lifted, and we'll have more truth, and we'll have more food for thought, and our belief system will be shaken to the core. Don't you think, Sharon?
Well, it is, and I think the people that are not waking up right now and not seeing what's going on are going to have an incredibly difficult time because they're going to believe that when the truth comes out, it's really a lie. And if you look in the book of Revelation,
that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, and it warns us that in the end times, and I look at it and I thought, you know, we've read about the end times in the book of Revelations for so long, for anybody who's familiar with the Bible, and I used to always question the end of what? And so it's really the end of third dimensional reality. It's the end of duality.
It's the end of you're wrong and I'm right, and I'm going to prove you're wrong and I'm right. And when you tell me that you know that you're wrong and I'm right, then I'll know you love me. That's third dimension reality. Fourth dimension reality is, I didn't know you thought that way. That's really neat. I don't think that way, but it's so interesting that you think that way. Acceptance. Coming together. Not hating. Not tearing down stores. Not burning. And not trying to hurt somebody.
Well, I look at the people that are capable of doing that, and I think they must have so much sadness and hatred within themselves, or they wouldn't even be capable of that.
Well, that's true. That really is true. But we're going to have our belief system change, and it's going to change for the better, and we'll start being supportive with each other. And that, you know, it's painful for a baby to come through the birth canal, and I feel like this country is coming through its birth canal after this astrological change, and then we can all get together and start to grow and learn and understand.
Well, it's going to be interesting as we go back on the Constitution one more time and say, this time let's not make the same mistakes that we made last time.
Now, you were going to talk about the ballots that were watermarked and the Homeland Security. I wanted you to explain that.
Homeland Security was put in charge of this election because they foresaw that there would be problems and ballot tampering. And so Homeland Security in every state was the one in charge of the real ballots. And they put a watermark that can be traced and tracked, just like you have those UPC codes on the things that you buy, so they can tell if you've taken them out of the store or not. You know, they can track.
Yeah, Right.
Well, they did one of those on all the real ballots. So they can literally say whether it stayed, whether it got dumped, whether it left. They can literally track it. And it's all invisible to the naked eye. But they have machines that can read it. so they can definitely tell what are the fake ballots and what are the real ones.
And that's interesting because, you know, they've asked them to separate the ballots, the ones that came in and the ones that came in late. And you don't know whether they'll really do it or not. They may have been asked to, but that doesn't mean they'll really do it. So the watermark would be really, really nice.
Well, and
I wanted to mention one more thing. You know, they're starting this purging list. If you voted for Trump, you're out. You're not going to be able to buy food. You're not going to be able to get gas for your car and all that kind of thing. It's very different from the list they had in the McCarthy era, where they banned the actors and actresses and other people as well. I know I grew up in that era and it was very hard for me. We can't allow this to happen, Sharon. We cannot allow this kind of retribution, reciprocity, to happen because somebody thinks differently from the way we do. Don't you agree?
Well, what's really hard is that people's jobs depend on them following some of the rules. Like, I know that I used to think that they had stewardesses on airplanes, and now I think they have the mask police on airplanes because mm-hmm. you remove it even very often and take a sip of your water, and they'll come back and tell you you're not wearing your mask enough and stop drinking your water. And I think, you know, why do you give it to us if you don't want us to drink it? And so I think people are so caught up in survival or I need to do this. But what they're not realizing is that there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And if all of us refused, then there's not a thing they can do about it.
Well, let's just pray for the right outworking of this whole thing. This is the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody for listening and for those who called in. And Sharon, it's always wonderful when you're on with me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Elizabeth. Anytime.
Why don't you tell them how to reach you and when your show is on?
The best way to reach me is go to knowthename.com or thenamelady.com. Either one will get you to me. And my show is on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Thursdays right here on BBS Radio.
Great. Now it's time for our meditation. And I wrote a very special meditation tonight to help you gain strength during this confusing time. First, we're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn tell us that love is the answer. And then we're going to have the meditation. And we finish with Richard Shulman, Leaving the Past Behind, with Richard Shulman. So thank you for listening. I'll see you next week and good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment, feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our bodies. May love caress.
This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. Contrary to popular belief, we do not need to send love and light to President Trump. We do need to support the collective human consciousness. The shock and disbelief in regard to the election outcome among all the people has been quite profound. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised
the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness, and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form, and know that this is God's plan, and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world.